sugar, and spice. But we don't play nice. Welcome to Not Your Player 2.
Brought to you by Checkpoint XP.
With your host, Christine Kuki Solis.
You don't like it? Get better.
And Sarah Skopic.
Is this easy mode?
We don't just play as your healers. We play it all.
Hi, hi. Welcome to Not Your Player 2 podcast, brought to you by Checkpoint XP and Beasley XP of Beasley Media Group. I'm your host, Christine Solis, a.k.a. Cookie, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Sarah Skopic. How are you doing, Sarah?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. We're excited for our third episode here. Yes, yes.
Yes.
We record and stream live here at twitch.tv/checkpointxp every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come join us, as this is going to be an interactive show. We do have people in the chat already talking. We got Ravmal, Lloyd, That Dude Tank. Thank you so much for joining us. Not Your Player 2 can be found on bpodstitos.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to leave us a review. We would love to read it on the show, good or bad. Coming up later on this show, we are introducing a new regular segment called What Up With Your Girl, where we feature a female video game character and her story. But let's start off with today with the latest gaming news from this week.
Sounds good. Let's get started.
GDC is happening soon. So if you guys don't know what GDC is, GDC stands for Game Developers Conference and takes place in San Francisco. Jade Raymond announced recently that she is joining Google as vice president, but she didn't say what she is going to be vice president for. She did work for Ubisoft and Electronic Arts before with the Assassin's Creed games and Star Wars projects, and with Google testing their new game streaming service, and most recently leaked photos of this patent of a video game controller. Who knows? Maybe she might be part of the video game department of Google.
Yes, I do find it funny that they just say vice president, because
yeah,
there's a lot of vice presidents in a big company, especially like Google. There's a lot more to be more specific. But yes, what's really awesome is Jade Raymond has lots and lots of experience with gaming, and so with all of that Google's been doing, maybe she can lend her expertise, maybe help fix that controller. Who knows?
I know. Please fix that controller. I do not like that controller whatsoever.
early prototype is what we're hoping for,
yes,
but still not a good look.
Yes. Also, PAX East is coming later at the end of this month. Gearbox official has been teasing photos on their Twitter for an announcement at PAX East. The photos seem to be Borderlands-based, so I'm excited. It could be a Borderlands 3 announcement. Who knows? I've also been hearing that maybe Borderlands Mobile, maybe a Nintendo port for Borderlands. I don't know. I just...
What would you be happy for? What would they do?
A Borderlands 3. We
you played the series for a while. Well, there's two of them, but...
There's the original Borderlands. The Pelican in the chat actually got me into it. I didn't know what the heck it was about, but it's basically a shooter RPG. And then Borderlands 2, and then there's the prequel, the Handsome Jack Collection, which Handsome Jack is one of the baddest enemies ever. So if you haven't had a chance, go ahead and try out Borderlands.
There's also the Telltale game that some people remember.
What Telltale game?
Wasn't there a Telltale Borderlands game?
I know. What? Am I hearing it wrong? What?
I thought there was. I'm about to look like a fool. No, there totally was.
No,
Tales from the Borderlands. It was a Telltale game set in the Borderlands universe.
Yeah, got it. I was like, wait, what?
I had to be more clear on that.
Yes, yes.
Almost gave Christine a heart attack.
I was like, what? But, yeah. Telltale? I didn't know Telltale did that, so that's pretty cool. So check out Borderlands, check out PAX East. I'm sure we're going to be covering a bunch of announcements from PAX East later on this month.
Hopefully lots of good stuff.
Netflix announced they will be partnering with Sublimation for an original anime series based on Capcom's video game Dragon's Dogma. After the success of Netflix's Castlevania anime, this better have the same success. And I really hope so. Because
I really hope so.
Dragon's Dogma is a fun game. It's just another RPG open world type of game. And obviously, I like RPGs.
Yes. It's funny. I never really thought of Netflix as being the one with the... also for one when it comes to anime based on video games. But, you know, they surprised us all, especially with Castlevania, of all things.
Yeah, that's still on my list to watch. Have you watched the Castlevania series yet?
I saw parts of it. I haven't, because I never really got super into Castlevania. And so I know you don't have to know that much to actually understand the story. I do know it's a bit more of a prequel-ish story. And I know it's very short and very bloody. But it looks really nice. You know, I was quite impressed by just, you know, first impression. Just haven't really dug deep into it. So I'll be curious to see. I don't know if we know who's like, I mean, Netflix is doing it, but who in Netflix is doing it, you know? I don't know if it's the same people or not, but, you know, hey, batting one for one average. Let's see what happens.
Right. Microsoft's March 2019 Inside Xbox announced Halo, the Master Chief Collection, will be available on PC, including Halo Reach. The Inside Xbox also showcased women in gaming and developers behind the scenes of Microsoft gaming. So watching this was very empowering to me because mm-hmm. they did introduce a bunch of women developers behind the scenes with Microsoft Gaming. They do have their development of women in gaming. They're showcasing a new game called Walden. So I really love the fact that they're taking women and showcasing them, especially for this month, International Women's Month.
Yes, very good timing on their part, and I'm glad they took advantage of that, truly. And I think what was also really cool, just seeing, like, the cast and range of women is how many, you know, I think actually for me that was really cool. I know this is going to sound super weird, but I actually liked, I liked seeing how there was a lot of middle-aged women being super involved when it comes to gaming. I know that sounds super weird, but hear me out. It's just that when you think of, like, girls going into gaming, it's usually...
younger women, you
know,
you think?
Well, younger, like, you know, 30s and younger kind of thing. But you were seeing some like, older than that. And I think that's just... I think that's really important just to realize that, no, it's not just a growing... like, girls didn't just suddenly get into games. We always kind of had been. It just... people weren't very good at marketing towards us. So that, to me, was really cool to see.
Yeah, so good on Microsoft and... congrats to Halo. Finally, those people who are like, oh no, Xbox exclusive. Yes, you can play on PC now.
So, yeah, it only took them how many years?
I know. It better be a good price point for all the games for the MCC collection. So, Lily Singh, also known as the YouTube superstar, Superwoman, will be replacing Carson Daly as a late night host. A Little Late with Lily will start to air this September. Are you a fan of Superwoman?
Only like partially. Like, when it, not that like I've subscribed to her, but I know of her. That's why this news is especially exciting. It's also super exciting because, like, late night shows, you know, we've had women fill in, like, shows before, and stuff like that. But as far as, like, late night hosts are a very specific breed of entertainment, and so I think this is just super exciting just to see a woman and someone from YouTube too catch into the scene. It's definitely going to be really cool, and it's on NBC, you know. So this is just very exciting because late night hosts, you know, I watch a lot of late night shows. I like Stephen Colbert, I like Seth Meyers and all that mm-hmm. stuff, and so filling that spot, it's always been kind of an older man's game, and so filling that spot with someone from YouTube and a woman is just, it's very exciting for me.
It is very exciting. I love Lily. Lily's actually pretty hilarious. She does have that personality of being very personable with people, so she is going to be a great addition to the late night hosts. And also she likes WWE, so...
Yeah,
there are some segments that I've seen that she got to meet Stephanie McMahon, get to work with the WWE stars. So I'm excited for her.
Very, very.
Tell us what you think about the latest gaming news. Are you excited for a possible Borderlands 3 announcement? What do you think of the possible gaming feature for Google? Let us know on social media, Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next, we have a new regular segment for you called What Up With Your Girl, where we feature a female video game character.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right now, we're introducing you a segment that will feature a female video game character. We like to call this segment, What Up With Your Girl. This week, we are starting from the beginning with one of the most well-known and most iconic female video game characters through the years, Princess Peach. She has made appearances in more than 60 games, more than any other female video game character. Sarah, give us some facts about Princess Peach.
Well, currently, Princess Peach is voiced by Samantha Kelly. Has been voiced through various people, obviously, throughout the years. Well, not really. She was quiet for a very long time.
Right.
And finally got a voice. One thing that I think is really interesting, and I guess I just never thought about this before, according to Val's game blog at VGF.com, Princess Peach is 6'1".
What? How is she 6'1"?
Now, I have to admit, I don't know if that counts the heels or not, so that's one thing to consider, although heels only add, like, a couple inches, so she's still very tall.
Yeah, they're not, like, high heels. They're just, like, kitten heels, so 6'1". She does kind of tower over Mario, like, a foot.
She does.
Mario?
She's kind of, I don't know.
Or
Mario's
more than
pretty...
Happier.
It seems like it at times. I mean, that dress, that's a lot of fabric. A lot of it. Princess Peach first made her appearance in 1985 in Super Mario Brothers, but at first she was known to us in the U.S. as Princess Toadstool, thanks to that English manual that they translated.
Yeah.
She was always known as Peach in Japan, and it wasn't until Mario Kart 64 that we found out that her name is actually Peach.
Wow.
Still not sure how they got Toadstool from Peach, but I don't speak Japanese.
It totally makes sense how we used to call her Princess Toadstool, because that's what I thought at first, because, you know, she's Princess of the Mushroom Kingdom. So,
fair.
Toadstool made sense, and she had little Toad as her little servant here.
Yes, very true. This blonde-haired, blue-eyed, iconic princess originally was a damsel in distress. She was always being kidnapped by Bowser, and we all love those phrases of, your princess is in another castle.
Oh, boy.
How many castles are there in Mario Land?
Super Mario Brothers, I think there's... ten... I forgot. But yes.
Are they all Bowser's castles? Like, there's a lot of questions here that I never had thought I'd have to ask before. Does she just own all those castles?
I know in Super Mario World, it's like Bowser and then his little Koopa sons. So
fair.
Each castle was a Koopa castle. That's probably it. Maybe he just had other castles.
Maybe.
Good real estate.
Lloyd from the chat is telling us that there were 8 in the original game. A little off by 2. Maybe there's an extra castle somewhere.
It just seemed like there was a lot of levels.
It seemed like it's so many. Also, it wasn't until Super Mario Bros. 2 that she became a playable character, and she was most well known for her floating jumps.
Yes.
Which still kind of came to those Smash games.
Yes. That's obviously the origination of that. But she was very easy to use in Super Mario Bros. 2. It is very useful to use those floating jumps. So that helped me out to get through that game.
A useful female character. We didn't always get those.
Yes.
In 2006, Super Princess Peach was released on the Nintendo DS, where it was the opposite plot, Princess Peach saving the Plumber Brothers. I actually never played this game. Was it any good?
I have not played this game either.
When I was looking
this up, I'm like, wait, what? She had her own game?
Yeah. So, why wasn't this told to me?
I know. This is definitely going to be part of my video game backlog.
I just need to know. I hope the whole idea, you remember how like in the old Mario game manuals, it turns out that like all the people of the land turned into those bricks, and so it's like when Mario hits those bricks, he's actually like killing people. I'm hoping that she just floats over top of them and just doesn't kill anybody. Probably not. We still need those coins.
Something also interesting about this game, I was looking it up. She has her umbrella as, you know, part of her thing.
Yes.
And she actually named her umbrella Perry. So Perry the Umbrella. Okay. I know.
The only thing I could think of is like, well, okay, two things. I guess it's a double entendre. If she's into sword fighting, she can parry away. Also, it maybe is short for parasol.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Oh my gosh. It didn't click with me until now.
I have solved the mystery.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, moving forward. My favorite facts of everything when it comes to Princess Peach is in 2007 Forbes Fictional 15 list. Princess Peach was listed of having a net worth of $1.3 billion in gold coins from a divorce with Mario.
What?
So, you know, Forbes, we don't really know the relationship between Peach and Mario. So it's safe to say she hasn't really married. I mean, there have been wedding dresses in some of the games, but I don't know. We haven't really, nothing's really certain in any of these games of what's going on here.
I had to look back at this Forbes, so I'm like, wait, what? And I guess there is a discretion. It's like, you know, Forbes can break the rules and
of course they can. It's fiction. My only thing though is like how much is Mario making that she gets that much divorce?
She's
a princess. He's a plumber. The difference in wealth should be very different, I think. We said she was kind of the breadwinner, but you know, Forbes Fiction, they can break the rules, I guess.
I know. All those gold coins he has to collect to rescue her. That kind of makes sense.
That's true. I guess that's true, but man, he collects more gold coins than she makes as a princess? Why do they even Wow, what a reverse. You should just be a person that lives in the city. You might be able to find more money than the princess.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's like she is a princess of a kingdom. So wouldn't she have some kind of money or just, you know.
Or maybe not. Maybe she relies on Mario to get her all that money because they're actually poor. Oh, I've solved the mystery again. Oh, man. But yeah, and so, and of course, we always love that she is always included in Smash. I don't know if she was, I didn't play like the first Smash game. I don't know if she was one of the original, though, I imagine up there.
Yes, I think she is one of the originals, of course, because like ever since the Mario games had spurred, she has been in every single Mario game ever, from what I read. Yeah. So, like, you know, like Mario Tennis, the Olympic Games, Mario Party, Mario Kart was one of the also the first games where she was playable. So, yes. And I know that she's also been like featured in, you know, make cameos in other games. So, like, Zelda A Link's Awakening, I saw that she made a cameo there, but...
Oh, that's pretty cool. So they're in the same universe? Oh, that has a lot of questions for me.
Oh my god, you just opened up a can of worms for me.
Oh no! Are she and Zelda related somehow? Are they cousins? Oh man. this brings a lot of things to the timeline that I don't think I'm ready to address. But one thing that, you know what, one piece of Mario media that she's not involved with, is the Super Mario Brothers movie. For some reason, that's Daisy.
No, it is Daisy, which is really weird, and we don't
it's
even know.
It's super weird. The only thing I can think of is they wanted a weird subtext romance between her and Luigi, and not with Mario. I don't know. I thought it was weird. That movie was weird, though.
I actually like that movie. I don't know. When you're a kid and you're just watching this, like, oh, it's related to Super Mario. I love this movie. And then you look back and find out all the drunken happenings that happened. You're like, oh, maybe this is not good at all.
I thought the Koopas were cute. That's about it.
Wait. The big bodies and the small itty bitty weird head dinosaur heads. Are you kidding me?
No, not cute. I just thought they were very entertaining though. That CG was something else. Let me tell you.
I've been seeing the memes where they can compare it to Luther with the Umbrella Academy, and I start cracking up. Like, oh yeah, that's definitely Luther.
Oh no. But yeah, I think one little unknown fact about Peach is that a lot of people think that she was first originally shown in, because kind of where Mario first kind of came from was Donkey Kong. the original game, which I don't know if you know the premise of the original Donkey Kong, but it's basically that Donkey Kong is like a slave and is trying to free. And so it kidnapped this random man's girlfriend, I think, to try to get free. It's Mario's a bad guy in that game. It's weird if you look between the subtext. But that is actually not technically Peach because she looks very different.
Yeah, colored hair, I think her name in that game for Donkey Kong is Pauline. And I think Pauline was made to portray kind of an olive oil in Popeye. I think that's where they were trying to get Pauline's look from. But it's not Princess Peach. It is definitely a different female character. And who knows what happened to Pauline. Rip.
We don't know what happened to Pauline. Probably not. apparently Mario moved on to a princess because he had better things to do.
Yeah.
But yeah. Princess Peach. I have to say, like, this is a bit on a side when it comes to Princess Peach, but I go to a lot of conventions, and anyone who ever cosplays as Princess Peach is just the best. It always looks amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yes. Just all the details, the dress, and yeah, they usually are very tall now that I think about it. I just never thought of it like that before. But yeah, they're just, it's just always like put together and glorious.
Yeah. Would you cosplay as Princess Peach if you had the chance?
I don't know.
Put on that blonde wig.
I have been blonde before. Some people really like me blonde. I would just want to walk around in that big hoop skirt dress.
Oh, yes.
That would be, that's me. I just want to swish around and just like, wee! That would be my favorite thing. And I mean, listen, parasols, if you've never played with a parasol before, I can see why she uses one. No, they're not going to protect you from the rain, but there's just something like feeling so feminine and dapper and fancy when you're just twirling a parasol in your hands. It's hard to explain.
Yeah. No matter what, even though how Princess Peach is a damsel in distress, you know, she's still a strong female character to us. You know, she's kind of evolved from 1985, The Princess is Another Castle, to, you know, there are some pretty bad, there are some kick-ass Princess Peach players in Super Smash, Smash Brothers,
Yes, she's not. She's definitely. They definitely tried to advance her, which is appreciated. I mean, all those old games never really had much characterization to begin with. So, and because back then those games were more marketed towards boys, they were very much like you're playing male character, saving female character. You know, basic storyline. But what's nice is that it actually has evolved. You know, they've gotten their own designs. You get to play as her in Super Paper Mario, the RPG.
Yes, Paper Mario.
And that's a great time. That's a great time.
Yeah, I'm glad they've done well with Princess Peach today. Mm-hmm. So maybe there might be a Super Princess Peach 2.
Yes, maybe. On the Switch, guys, it's ready. We're here.
Give us
I'm
another
sorry to know
game.
About before. Give us another one.
Yeah, and have Princess Daisy. Well, what is her relation with Princess Daisy?
I actually don't really know. I always assumed that they were not like sisters, but like some kind of weird, you know, how everyone's related when you're royal family, like something like that. But she's probably a princess of another
castle.
I don't know. Another kingdom. I don't know. She was always just like someone to pair Luigi off with. So I don't know what her specialty is. She's got an orange dress and brown hair. Be easier for me to cosplay her, I guess, but eh.
We should, like, one day dress up as Princess Peach and Daisy here on the stream.
just have a bra and a blonde wig. We don't even have to go do the dress. Just, like, a pink shirt and a yellow shirt with ruffles and
we're all
set.
We're all good.
Gloves, though. We have to have the gloves. They're very important.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm glad they made Princess Peach. It gives us, you know, let's pick a girl character out of a video game. So I know I did pick Princess Peach a lot in Mario Kart before anything.
Yes.
Any video game girl character, I would pick her versus any other character.
I mean, that's kind of how we had to play games back then, right? When you had a choice, it was always a female character. Listen, I admit that Dynasty Warriors isn't the best game, but at least you had a lot of choices of female characters. So I'll give it that. I don't know, she's a princess, but she's kind of become like a no-nonsense princess over the years, and so she's just fun, and she's so pretty. It's just,
yeah,
you can't really go wrong with her. You really can't.
Have you played Super Mario Odyssey yet?
I haven't, but I've heard really good things about it. If only because to me it looks like GTA and Super Mario, even though it's not really GTA.
Super Mario Odyssey like is more like Mario 64 in a Switch, basically. But her story actually becomes better at the end. Like, I don't want to spoil it or whatnot, but she does become better, and I'm trying not to say what she does at the end. It's so hard.
She does something amazing, something terrible. I'm not sure which you're going with this.
I know. What's your favorite game?
That she's mayor of New Donk City.
I think Lloyd was talking about Pauline earlier.
That makes a lot more sense.
What's your favorite video game that Princess Peach was in?
I'm trying to think. It's just really funny in Paper Mario. Or the RPG. I never can get the name of the game right, but the RPG that was like the 2D. There's, I think, a scene. I think I'm thinking of the right game. I feel like I confuse them a lot, but there's a scene where, like a fanboy's trying to talk to her and it's really awkward. It's just really funny. I think that's in that. Oh, gosh. I get this mixed up with like two other games, but it's the one. Oh, gosh. I'm going to sound really, really dumb.
I've never played Paper Mario. I'm actually starting to play. Is that the one where they have the twinkle stars and everything? Or is that different?
I'm trying to. Is it just called Mario RPG? Because the thing is that I'm not talking about the 3D one. It's like a 2D, like, side-scrolling thing. Yeah, why can't I think? It's Paper Mario. Yeah, it is Paper Mario, but PG. Whatever. But anyway, there's one where there's this really, and again, it all kind of blends together in my mind, unfortunately, because I was kind of young. But, like, there's just this scene where, because you play as Princess Peach for a little bit, and, like, you have to deal with, like, a weird fanboy and this weird, they try to make it like almost like a visual novel-esque kind of scene, and it's just really dumb but really funny, and she's just like, what? Y'all are weird. But also, I mean, Smash is always probably gonna be my top favorite with her, just because, you know, you can beat up anybody.
Unfortunately, I don't play her in Smash. I suck at Smash.
I mean, I do too. I do too, but, you know,
I think I usually pick either Jigglypuff or Zelda. No. Mar? No. See, yeah, I suck at Smash games.
No, I do too. I usually, like, if I have to play, like, if I have to play Melee, I actually usually play Link because I'm lucky with Link. The new ones, though, I've been playing the, you know, the female Fire Emblem characters because that's my jam, so I'm kind of lame like that. But no, she's just, I don't know, it's just funny because it's just the concept of her being in that game is just funny to me because it's just everybody in a battle together and she's just here with her dress and parasol going, woo-hoo-hoo, get off the map.
And her little radish throwing and radish bombs and stuff.
Okay, Lloyd says I'm talking about Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, so I think that's the one I'm talking about.
What system is it on?
I'm trying to remember. What did I... Like, the problem is that I thought it was computer, but I don't know if it actually was computer. It was GameCube. Okay. I think, you know what, when I had played it, because I was playing it with a friend, and I think they got it might have been an emulation. That's the thing. But I think it was originally on GameCube, though. Just why? Because that's why I'm, like, having a hard time remembering it, because like, it was a borrowed situation.
Yeah, my favorite was, you know, definitely Super Mario Brothers 2. I played her throughout the whole entire game to get through that game. So she was definitely easy to play.
Definitely.
Okay. Let us know your own thoughts on Princess Peach. Follow us on social media at Checkpoint XP at Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP at Instagram. Give us a shout out or hit us up with your feedback. I think that will do it for today. Thank you so much for joining us today at Not Your Player 2 Podcast. We stream live every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Remember to join us so you can join us for the discussion and give your own input. You can find Not Your Player 2 on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a review and we'll definitely read it on the show, good or bad. Checkpoint XP is where you can find more information, including our nationally syndicated flagship radio show, Checkpoint XP, as well as other podcasts such as the Checkpoint XP podcast, Checkpoint Daily Show, and Low Team Damage, or anything and everything podcast about Overwatch and the Overwatch League. You can also find news, interviews, and much more at checkpointxp.com. Again, thank you so much for joining us at Not Your Player 2, and we are going to be signing off.
Bye, guys.